Yo, what's up, y'all? It's your boy Mike back here on the Down Low, and I'm here with
Bryn, also known as Bryn Lee.
Okay, Bryn, tell the audience a little bit about yourself. Let us know a little bit about you, you know?
Hey, you know, here at UE, I play soccer here. What else? Boo, I'm in nursing.
Yeah.
I'm here on the Fellows Scholarship. I do hair here as well.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'll, if I sum that up, how I got here would be God. You know, I think he put me here.
Amen.
Yep.
So, what is it like being a D1 athlete while also balancing academics, hairstyling, and faith?
You know, I think it's, a lot of, like, prioritizing things, like, what comes first and not. I think I used to be, like, soccer all the time, and then hair came in it. Even still, like, sometimes it'd be hair, you know, I feel like I had to balance those two out. And, like, standing all day, my bones hurt, got to stretch for soccer, you know what I'm saying? And then on faith, it's like, I can't idolize none of that over God. So it's like, okay. Just balancing it out, though, I think it, I don't know, just for, like, when I'm older, like, I think I'll, like, be able to, like, be in a flow state all the time just because I, you know, I'm all over the place with things.
And I see that you talk about faith, you talk about God a lot. How has your faith shaped who you are today as a person, player, and student?
That's good. Player, you know, if we're getting deep, you know what I'm saying? I think, I know for a fact that God put me here to get closer to him, right? I know that I depended on my mom and dad for my faith. And because I'm here alone without them, like, it's just me, right? So I feel like God took me here to find him, right? So now that I found that, as an athlete, because I, you know, it seemed like I idolized soccer, he kind of like, you know, shook that part of it, right?
Right.
So, and then just a student, like, you know, the conversations I'm in, the people I hang around, the things I do, like, I feel like that definitely plays a role in, like, you know, shaping you, who you are.
Right. What are some ways you stay grounded in your relationship with God, especially during stressful times?
You know, I think what I've learned, like, more recently, like, you know, you just, it's combos with God. Like, that's your friend, that's your protector, that's your father. Like, regular conversations like we're having right now. Like, if I'm getting dressed throughout the day and I'm in a rush, I'm like, you know what, God? Like, it's okay. You know, just having combos with him. Stressful events, pray that out. You know, reach out to mentors or my pastor even, my mom and dad. Like, you know, those are deaf people I reach out to. I'm in, like, two Bible studies here on campus, so definitely look forward to going to those. And, like, you know, I feel like that just relaxes me a lot. Yeah, just a lot of praying, though. A lot of reading. Reading deaf helps a lot.
Amen.
Yeah.
Before we get on to this next question, I do want to say I appreciate you a lot because I do feel like you are one of the people God put in my life on purpose, especially to get closer to him. I mean, before college, I was always going to church regularly. I would sometimes go to Bible study with my mama, depending on if I was at my mom's or my dad's. But then, when you get to college, you got that freedom. You have to push yourself to go to church. And I don't think I went a lot my freshman year. I did pray a lot, and I would read a verse every day. You know, most churches now got online, so you would watch it live stream. But especially now in the times that we at, having a connection with God is something meaningful to me, especially. And if it wasn't for you, I probably wouldn't be wanting, you know, more of it. So I've been, you know, you got me going to Bible study, reading verses, you know, wanting to learn more. So I appreciate you for that.
And, you know, it's a good spot to be, too.
Right.
For sure. Like, and it ain't easy. Hallelujah.
No, for real.
I didn't have a life before that, but it's definitely worth it. And the fact that you're wanting it and chasing it, like, it'll go from there, you know, so.
Do you feel like, okay, has there been a time where you felt your faith was tested? Boy. It can either be on the field or off the field.
If we're doing before college, I don't know. I mean, I'm going to say a family history because I just know a lot of things in my family. Like, just generational things or curses or spirits, whatnot. Definitely, like, mental health, right?
Yeah.
So, high school, just really high school, I feel like, you know, depression, anxiety, all those things, you know what I'm saying? And I think that was my first, like, actual encounter with God. I'm not even going to play. Like, and, like, man, it'd just be different if I didn't see half the things I saw or just was told, like, it's different when you see it, because then it's, like, it's hard to not believe it. So, like, seeing demons and, like, going through stuff like that, and, like, I don't know. What was the question? I just forgot.
has there been a time felt your faith has been tested?
Okay, and definitely this, this being here in college definitely 100% is tested every day, even still now. Like, now that I'm at my peak now, and it, there's, of course, some things you got to work on, but that soccer death played a big role in, like, testing my faith. Like, you know, it's like, dang, God brought me here to do X, Y, Z, but, like, that's getting taken from me, what it feels like. But it's also a lesson in that. So, and, you know, the Bible talks about, like, trials test our faith. You know what I'm saying? So a trial isn't necessarily always bad. There's always something in it to learn. So, yeah, deaf college, deaf high school, I guess just growing up, you know, it's always, it's still tested today. Like,
facts.
So, yeah.
Okay. Now to our next topic. You said you were in the Fellows program. I know I'm in the Fellows program as well. What has being part of the Fellows program meant to you?
I guess, like, community. I feel like it was, like, the – you're kind of already, like, embedded to know people and, like, have people, like, even with outside of school, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's already relationships to be made just because we're all already together all the time. It definitely, like, financially, like, you know, scholarships that came through with that. Just people I know I could, like, rely on. Of course, Mr. Shelby and Alexa. Like, deaf people I know I could talk to that are, like, of course, older than me, like, more wise. Or even just to have a conversation with. Yeah, and it's just, like, many opportunities in it and, like, good connections.
Yeah. Do you feel a sense of responsibility being a leader and an example for other Black women in spaces like soccer or scholarship programs?
Kind of, honestly. Maybe when I was little, like, I always recognized, obviously, that I'm the only Black woman on the team. I feel like more now, especially this year, like, you know, back then, I hear stuff, but it's like, now, it's like, people not of color, like, they really just don't know better. Like,
yeah.
Or they just don't know. So, definitely, not that I'm even carrying a race, but def, like, eyes on me type of thing. I feel like growing up, I feel like there was more. Like, I could always just tell people were looking at me. I've been told, oh, I just knew you were fast. Oh, I just knew you were aggressive. You know what I'm saying? Things like that. But now, you know, just, like, conversations I'm, like, thinking of right now. Like, oh, like, I have to watch my attitude. I have to watch the way I talk. I have to watch the way I move. You know, you definitely got to do that. Just stereotypical things. And I am in a predominantly white sport. Like, it is what it is. But I have made good relationships even with that, like, and I love to, like, I mean, I got teammates now, they be bold enough to ask me questions, so, but yeah, I mean, there's some responsibility, but it's not, like, weighing on me to where it's, like, too much to handle.
How do you mentally, now that we're talking about soccer, how do you mentally prepare for games, and what's your mindset?
I mean, college, I can't even speak on, because I, you know, I didn't really, no, you know, it just wasn't my, you know, I got a lot to learn. I had a lot to learn now that I'm here now. But back then, boy, confidence was so high. I ain't even gonna lie. Coaches just, they had confidence in me. So really just like deaf praying before games, listening to music, just tuning stuff out, tuning the outside stuff out, taking warm-up serious, talking to my coach, like just letting like some pressure off my shoulders. Like, me and her were super close. and just having fun with it, honestly, because there's going to be games. Like, there's going to be other games, going to be other practices, different teams. Somebody always going to be better than me. Like, you know, nothing to worry about. College, I can't even speak on. But if I was to, I guess, imagine it, def just, like, treat practice like a game, treat warm-ups like a game. Game time, like, just take it serious. Like, that's what I was saying. Just, it's really you versus you at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Just whatever helps you meditate, pray. Like, that's the things I would say.
And then, you know, coming from high school to college, unexpected things are bound to happen, you know? You never know. It's college. And this is your second year being just Division I level. How has that just been for you? It can be good, bad, just... How has it been for you being a D1 athlete? It can even be here just in general, playing soccer for the past 2 years.
Mm-hmm. you know, there's different levels, like, travel, mm-hmm. you know. So you got ECNL, you got RL, right? Mm-hmm. And this ain't even, like, be no excuse. This is just something I've learned, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like kids that are just normal, like, especially in the United States, kids that are just naturally athletic, they don't really get coached properly, right? Mm. So it's like, oh, I'm fast, I'm strong. Like, that's all she need. So because I had that confidence all the time, like, coaches had confidence in me all the time, I was really coached. So whatever I did just worked. Mm. You know what I'm saying? There wasn't really no, maybe don't kick the ball like this. Mm-hmm. Maybe don't just kick the ball. Maybe pass it here and there. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? But college is more like, you know, passing. It's dev quicker paced. Dev got to be in shape, boy. If I ain't learned one thing, be in shape, like, for real. Mm. That transition, though, I would say, I don't know, it's more good than bad because, like, honestly, college can make or break you, though. I'm not even going to hold you. Like, if you love the sport, you'll stay. If not, then it's just not going to work out. But I feel like because I'm taking this college experience, like, good, that I can, like, have a better outcome with it. But, yeah, things are just quicker pace. I feel like high school to college, like, mm-hmm. you just got to want it more. You know what I'm saying? If I lose a ball, don't just jog. Like, sprint to that. Like, that's my ball. I just lost it. I'm going to get it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, everything should just be 100%, I feel like. Mm. It's always going to be competition, though. Like, that's just anywhere. Pro, college, middle school, like, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, that, you know, that's the transition, though. Everybody's different, too, but that's mine.
So, can you talk about your experience on just being in the process of transferring schools? What led you to the decision, or just how did it shape you both on and off the field?
All right, let's see. Okay, why I'm transferring. All right, one, spiritually, deaf plays a role. Okay, mm-hmm. I normally say, oh, soccer, but I feel like where I'm at spiritually and I've stopped doing certain things, mm-hmm. there's certain crowds that I just don't want to be around no more, right? Mm-hmm. And I feel like going back home, I can grow a lot more, right?
Yeah.
And if God is my main priority, then I need to go get close to Him, however that looks, right? Whether that's middle schools or not. Soccer-wise, no, it's not even funny, but soccer-wise, you know, I feel like this being here was just like a learning curve for me, right?
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, how bad do I want it?
Okay? Right.
I'm transferring because of soccer, I would say, right? I just feel like I'm in a box right now.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I can't even blame my coach. Like, I'll be 100%. And, like, me and him, we done had these conversations. We've had these conversations, but at the end of the day, it's like whatever was stopping me, I would have got there already if I really wanted it, regardless of what coaches think or say or what other players say, you know what I'm saying? If I really wanted it, I would have got there. Okay, so deaf, yeah, deaf soccer, but mm-hmm. spiritually as well, like that deaf plays a big role. And I always tell myself, like, you know, if we're supposed to be doing what we're supposed to, you know, we're on earth now to live in heaven, right? That's eternal life on earth, right? Mm-hmm. So if I'm trying to do that now, there ain't going to be no soccer in heaven, right? So that's when I got to pick and choose, right? Am I worried about playing Division I soccer or am I worried about getting closer to God, right?
Facts.
So I'm getting closer to God, also a potential chance to continue to play soccer. But if I listen to God, whatever He tells me, that's where I want to go.
That's where you want to go.
Yeah, yep. Sure.
Now, I've been asking you a lot of soccer questions, really just soccer questions, but we're going to get out of that a little bit.
All right.
How did you get into doing hair?
Ooh, get me started. Let's see. So my sister had locks, right? I mean, I got curly hair. I would always do my own hair. My mom got a lot of hair. I would mm-hmm. play in her hair, my brother's hair. But my sister has locks, right?
Mm-hmm.
So during quarantine, like COVID time, she couldn't get to her loctician. So she's like, Brynn, you gonna have to figure something out. I said, oh, okay. So I pull up a YouTube video, watch that. And then my cousin had free forms, which all his dreads is matted. I just got to make them into, like, normal locks.
Mm-hmm.
So, did that. My best friend, my homeboy, he wanted some starter locks. Started his just with watching videos, and that's literally all you could do. Watch videos and actually try it. Did it with my homeboy. And then they, like, Brynn, you might as well post a little something. I'm like,
no, for real.
Post. Like, I don't do hair for real. I'm just playing for real. But I posted. It went up from there. And that was really it.
Hair Talks with
Hair
Brynn.
Talks with me.
Go look that up on Instagram.
Yep, Hair Talks
with me. She actually does my locks. Been doing it for about almost 2 years now. This month or next May. May it be 2 years.
Yes, sir.
So, shout out to her. She a lifesaver, so.
Might be trying them new styles.
Literally, I just be trying anything. When I had a fro, I didn't really try nothing. I was scared. Could have been doing braids, everything. Then I got locks, just started doing everything.
We think Mike should cut his hair off, but... Yeah, we ain't gonna talk about that.
What year? 2029. Yep, 2029, y'all.
Look forward to it.
I'm gonna just keep them in a, like a little vase. Not a vase. What do you call it? What's the little...
A little baggy?
No. I'm hanging on my wall.
Oh,
so I can look
at
them. Yeah, a little frame, yes. I'm looking at
them. You said locks. A vase. You're gonna water them.
2023 to 2029. Right. Having it in a vase.
You can start watering them every day. Oh,
they still grow.
They might grow. Shoot.
You never know. Then I put them back. They all the way to my shoulders.
Hello.
Do you see hairstyling as just a side passion or part of like your long term vision?
You know what? Side hustle for sure. Money to be made. But I have met so many good people. Like, I done got relationships because of hair. Mm-hmm. I done had good combos because of hair. I done learned some things because of hair. Like, I got people I talk to without the hair, you know what I'm saying, that I met through doing hair. But, you know, I don't know. I feel like more recently, not that God, I'm not going to put it on God. Like, I'm not going to say God's telling me this, mm-hmm. but I feel like hair is part of a ministry that I could have just because of the conversations I have and, like, the way I carry myself. So, Def started as a side hustle, but now it's, like, a passion of mine. Not something I think I want to do for a living, but if it comes to it, comes to it. Because I actually like doing it. I like the conversations and the people I meet, like I said. But, yeah, Def love it, though. Def love doing it.
And, you know, with doing a lot of things around campus, you know, we get tired at times, you know. So how do you juggle your interests and still show up as your full self in every area?
You know, I grew up like hustle. Like, you tired, shake it off. You sleep later, you know what I'm saying? But also, like, knowing when to rest. Like, it's okay to rest sometime. But then again, my body going to tell me when I need some sleep, for real. Like,
man, I remember one time she was doing Trent hair.
3 a.m, y'all, like.
Speaking of Trent, she was just on the podcast mm-hmm. earlier. She had said something I'm going to ask you a question about. Yo, so, Lord. She said y'all had a karaoke night.
Last night,
I asked her who sang better. She said her. Is this true?
Interesting. I actually got a video, but we'll say that for later.
So, okay? Who do you think was the...
You know, I think Trent was singing her heart out. You know, I think I was just there, like, ad-libs type. So, I give it to Trent, but who could really sing?
We know.
And it don't start with a T, okay?
Start with a B.
Hello.
But, yeah. And then, last question. What's something you hope to accomplish by the time you graduate?
You know, with transferring, like, it looks a little different. Definitely, I think my main focus right now is just, like, getting to a point with God to where I can hear him clearly, right?
I agree.
Any distractions, they just gotta go. You know, any things that I'm idolizing, gotta go. Like, I think with transferring, I want to get to that point where it's like, God, if you tell me to move, I want to move. But also, I need to trust you, right? Whatever that looks like. Mm-hmm. And then by the time I graduate, like, I'm in nursing now. I feel confident in that, but I feel like there's something. I don't know if that's my passion all the way. I do want to take care of people. Like, I do, like, very, like, interactive with people. But I don't know. Like, I just hope that I find my passion within that. And then by the time I graduate, financially stable, that I'm happy.
Yep.
That, like, I feel good about, like, where I'm at in life, that me and God's relationship is at the top of the top, like, that I'm in something involved with the church or, like, evangelizing or Bible studies at my new school. Like, that'd be lit. I've been thinking about that. But I feel like they already got some stuff. But Def hopping some stuff like that. And, yeah, that's really it, though. Yeah, just trusting God with all of that.
Amen.
And staying calm and at peace.
Yeah, same. Not looking at the distractions. My three main goals.
Hello.
I wanna be at the best of my abilities when it comes to, like, working out by the time I graduate. Graduating is definitely on the list because I only got one more year, and then just getting closer to God. You know, I said, I'm already starting now. I wanna, you know, be at a way better spot than I am right now. Mm-hmm. A year from now, you know what I'm saying? So.
No, for sure.
Similar to yours.
Yeah. You know, we're going to keep in contact for sure.
You already know.
The church or something. Yeah, might be working out.
I do,
yeah,
y'all.
Yeah, he do. We be lifting together.
Woo! 6 a.m. I be tired. That's the time I wake up. But 6:30, yes, y'all.
Boy. And it ain't nothing like y'all. Woo. We super set everything when I show up. Yeah. You be sleepy.
6:50.
We be tired.
But one thing tomorrow. I did learn is we be doing core after every workout, which is good. So
yeah, Mike finna have an 8-pack, y'all. Be ready.
And Brent finna have a 10-pack. We finna be in here. Okay, so now that we're done with the more serious questions and just getting to know you, we're going to get into the fun portion that I do. It's called This or That. Uh-oh. So I'm going to ask you two questions. We both going to answer it, but we just, you know, just explain why. Right. Are you an early morning workout or a late night grind?
Okay, I'm not a morning person, so I'm going to have to go with late work.
Late.
Yeah, late night grind for sure.
I'm going to say late, but once I'm up, I'm up. No. So, like, I hate getting up early, but I like to get stuff out of the way. Exactly. That's why all my classes right now, I ain't got no classes after 12. Yeah. But besides, I have class on Wednesday. Yeah. But, like, besides that, all my classes, I have no class after 12. That's fine with me. So, I'm going to go with the early
for this. If I could pick, though, like, without what I got going on, I'd definitely be a morning person for sure.
Braids or twists?
You know what? I'm going to do braids, bro. Because I can stitch some things, and they be looking good. Twists, they be cool, but braids, I feel like you can do a little more designs with it, you know what I'm saying? So I would definitely say braids.
I'm going to say twists because I never had braids. Yeah.
What about your lock? So barrel twist or two-strand?
Okay, I'm going to go. Ooh, that's hard. Okay, if I'm going style-wise, barrel. I love barrels. Comfortable-wise, I'm going two strands because, man, after, like, a week, I'm smacking my head like crazy.
For real. No, you didn't.
And it be getting I be getting so upset. I be like, whoo, just sitting there smacking my head. But, yeah, definitely that.
For sure.
Bible study, solo, or in a group?
In a group for sure, 100%. One, like, there might be some things I read that might not apply to me right then and there in my time and, like, my chapter in life, but to somebody else that, like, they highlight, right? So I feel like group-wise, you just get more, like, different point of views, different, like, implications on what the word is telling them. But alone time, man, that's a good time to be. But reading, I would say group, just, like, to get different, like, views. But, yeah, what would you say?
In a group. Because I could just, like you said, I could hear other people's views. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I feel like I learn more from when I'm hearing other people's perspective and not just mine.
Yeah. So, for sure.
Definitely group. And I'm with that with everything. I like doing group projects besides, like, by myself. Yeah. So, like, it's just always, I like groups.
I feel that.
Natural curls or silk press? This is mainly, like, a question for you. I can't really answer it.
Okay, I think silk press
looks,
it don't look better, but it, like, I feel more like, I don't know, more girly with a silk press. But my curls, I'm playing by my curls.
Curls right now is curling.
Yep. Oh, don't lie. You'd have to bring that up. But I would say curls, like, with a good curl day.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like a lot of women now aren't rocking their natural hair. I would have to pick my curls.
Your curls.
But, yeah, I'm going to say curls for sure. Curls. Yep.
Okay. If I had to, like, go off of, like, looking at other, like, natural. So, like,
natural style.
The curls be, so, like, I'm
but
like,
you know, some women can straighten their hair with
Yeah.
But you would like the curls even?
Yeah, I like the curls in general. I'm just, like, a natural person. So, yeah.
That's good.
You could be honest on this one. Healthy snacks or sweet snacks?
Sweet food.
Sweets.
What? Me and Mike on a sugar break right now.
Sugar break right now. I'm itching. I need me a cookie.
For real.
No, but for real though, you know, it's actually crazy. Like, you don't realize, like, it's not even just one in one. It's your brain. Like, obviously I can go without a sweet, but you so used to it, your natural reaction. Let me go grab this.
Right, for real.
Let me eat a snack.
Man, especially recently, boy, I'm like, I have to tell myself, like, no, bro.
Let me put it back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for real. I'll grab it, though. Let me tell you, but I can't do it. I ain't gonna lie, though, because we was talking about not eating fries, too. I had some fried food the other day. It was so disgusting.
Yeah, my mom be saying that. So, like, she goes from, like, not, like, fried foods and stuff like that and just going, like, healthy foods. And then she'll, like, maybe, like, she 3 weeks in, a month in, and she'll find, oh, Mike, I just had fried chicken for the first time since. And I didn't even like it like that. I'm like, dang, for
it's
real?
It's so greasy. It's so nasty. Like, it was even fried. I love me some fries, but it was so nasty.
I ain't going to hold you. Like, I can go without fried foods, but, like, I be throwing down some fries. I think, like, fries is the only thing I can't. Like,
Mike be grabbing about four at a time. Yes. One bite, what? No, fries is hard, but maybe it was just where I got it from, too. But it was straight grease, no nothing. It was nasty.
Sunday service or midweek Bible study?
Yo, Sunday service, okay?
I'm going church, Sunday.
You what? For real, Sunday service. You say I come to my church.
I do. But
yeah. We going this weekend.
You going this weekend? Yeah. Okay, I'll go.
I'll let you think of it, but think about it. But def Sunday service. Why, man? I don't know. Once you get in that environment and, like, you're around a lot of other believers that are walking it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, y'all. Christian is a loose term, okay? I don't even say Christian no more. I'd be like, I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. There's a difference between following and there's a difference between just, like, labelizing yourself.
Right.
But when you're in a room full of Jesus Christ followers and the Holy Spirit gets to moving, like, yeah, I had to go with Sunday for sure.
Yeah, I love Sunday service, especially, like, I don't know, like you said, seeing a whole group of other believers. And then as well as, like, I don't know, it brings so much nostalgia. Like, there's a lot of people that do Bible study. There's not a lot of people who know what's, like, Sunday service is like just the nostalgia of waking up early. Your parents wake you up early in the morning. Got to get up.
For real.
You go to church. Yeah. Nuggets. I'm choosing Sunday service.
Oh, for sure.
And then your last one. Leading from the front or leading behind the scenes?
Def behind the scenes. I'm not a big, like, me, or, like, want to be in front all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I, like, I don't know. It's like a, I don't even know how to put it. I don't know. I just like putting the pieces together and, like, seeing it play out, even if I'm not in front. Like, I like being behind the scenes for sure.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, for this next portion. Oh, wait, I didn't even answer myself. I'm going to go with leading behind the scenes as well.
Yeah.
Just, that's my answer. I just feel like it's cooler. I like leading behind the scenes, you know.
I'm like, dang, who did that? Mike did. Like, you know what I'm
okay, this portion is called Finish the Sentence. It's only 7, and it's only for you.
Okay.
You
know,
and you ain't.
Okay.
This is really for you. Yeah. So, you can answer it fast. You can take time to think. It's up to you. Okay. So I'll start. We'll go out of order. Pick all a number 1 through 7.
7.
Okay. I want people to remember me for what?
Man, I want people to remember me for def how nice I am. Like, mm-hmm. how nurturing I am. This is what I hear. I'm not priding myself. Def how nurturing I am. Like, my relationship with God, like, oh, yeah, she's definitely a believer. They're being funny. Mike said I'm the funniest, y'all.
Bro, funny.
just, like, keeping, like, happy. I feel like a lot of people, like, just this world, period. Like, there's a lot of bad days, right? But just pushing through and being happy. So, happy, a believer, funny, and, like, nurturing.
Okay, okay. All right, pick a number 1 through 6.
Let me get 5.
In 5 years, I hope to.
5 years. Trying to think. I'll be 25. I'll be like 26 in 5 years. I'll be almost done with college. I hope to. Man, I hope to be a traveling nurse, okay? I hope to. Man, I hope to find my husband by then. If God want to bless me with that. I hope to. Yeah, I hope to be happy in 5 years and just financially free with a good job and family and kids. Yeah.
You will be.
Period.
Manifesting it. Hello. You will be. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 6.
Let me get 1.
God is.
Woo! Good. Nah.
All the time?
God is good. God is a provider. God is a protector. God is a promise keeper. God is merciful. God shows grace. God loves you. God loves me. God loves Mike.
Amen.
God is real.
Real.
You know, we can't see him, but his spirit lives in us, and it is, once you get there, woof. I can feel it right now, but God is real. God is good. Yep.
Yeah. 2, 3, 4, or 6?
3.
When I do hear, I feel.
I ain't gonna lie. And Mike can vouch for this. I'm in airplane mode. Like, I don't, hair literally, I do not think. Sometimes I do, but I rarely think. And, like, I'll blink, and I'm like, well, I'm doing hair right now. Like,
bro, I be looking in the mirror. straight blank, but her hands still moving. I'm like, dang.
Mike said one time a song was playing like three different times in a row.
Oh my goodness. It was his Future song, Throwaway, right? What's it called? Yeah, the one that Trimby listened to? Yeah. When I tell you it replayed three times, I'm like, dang, she gonna change the song? Then finally, you look down, get the song. I'm like,
I know,
oh
bro. I mean, so like, I'm so locked in. I'm just like, all right, like, I don't know, my brain just shuts off for real. So.
And it's crazy because that song is like 6 minutes long. So to play,
why'd you say nothing though?
I was just, hey, I think I was getting barreled, so I was just.
Was like, Michael was tender headed. He said,
yeah, I'm tender headed, y'all. My mama can vouch. I'm tender headed.
Lord,
what should we just do? Okay, 2, 4, or 6.
I do 6.
Right now, I'm learning.
I like that. Woo. Right now, I'm learning. I'm learning what soccer is to and for me. I'm learning, like, not even my relationship with God, but, like, what it is to be a true follower of Christ, mm-hmm. and like what it looks like to really like fully surrender yourself, right?
Facts.
You know, that's a big one for sure. Just because once you start following God, you really have to, like, first of all, you're made new, right? That's scripture. Mm-hmm. You're made new, but you're also relearning yourself, right? So I'm relearning the things my jokes, I can't joke. I'm working on that, but my music's changed. Cursing, I don't do that.
Yeah, she doesn't.
Substances I used to abuse and abuse, I can't do that. Like, you really got to just relearn things that you, like, just done for so long. Right. So, def like, relearning myself, so.
Amen. Two or four?
Four.
Being a black woman means?
Being a black woman means to be strong yet nurturing. Mm. Yeah. Strong on the outside, and then once people can get in, like, you can show your soft side. I feel like that's something I'm working on too, being more soft. Because I have it in me, I just don't trust a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's working on that too. But yeah, to be a black woman is to be strong yet nurturing.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
And then we're left with 2. So soccer taught me.
Boy, woo. No, for real, like, y'all love that sport, like, regardless of what it looks like, and I really do love that sport. Soccer has taught me one, that I could do it, okay? 2, what has soccer taught me? Okay, if we're just, like, talking, like, general wise, like, death, like, how to keep stuff on schedule. Right.
Mm-hmm.
They have a responsibility at a younger age.
Yep.
Definitely, like, mental health, boy. Like, just, I don't know. I think athletes would, like, understand, but, like how much your sport can have a mental toll on you, for sure. Mm. Or how much weight you can make it, right? Yeah.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah, that taught me some things though.
Netflix or YouTube? I go with YouTube. A lot of people say Netflix, but the only reason I'm not saying Netflix is because Netflix don't be updating all the time. So when it's nothing on Netflix, it's really nothing on Netflix. Yeah. I didn't watch everything. So I'm gonna go YouTube only because I like. Just people be uploading every day.
Yeah, no, that's true. I've never really been a big, like, sit down, watch a movie type or binge. Mm-hmm. So I would definitely say YouTube. Also, like, my podcast and stuff were on there. So, yeah, definitely YouTube. I agree.
Okay, okay. I just wanted to, like, give you another fun question.
Okay, tight.
But to wrap this up, you ready?
I think so.
What's words of advice that you would give to a young black girl who's trying to keep her faith, but also juggle her passions and step into spaces where she might not always feel seen or celebrated?
I would say that, okay, this is going to sound so, like, dang, but this life isn't for us to live, right? Mm-hmm. The only reason there's freaking, like, first of all, keep God first, right? And if this world is to, we live on this earth for God and his glory, then to be seen, to be, like, me, like that's irrelevant when it comes to God. So definitely put God first, and if it's all for His glory, everything that you have going on in life, center it in that, right? So if I'm doing hair, where can I put God's glory in this, right? So boom, I'm playing gospel music, right? People asking me questions on that, right? I done center God, not on purpose either, because it shouldn't be, everything you do with God or for God, it shouldn't be like you trying to like flash it. It should be because you want to do it. So with soccer, like just a thing, just how I'm living, how I'm not partying XYZ, like people like, why are you doing that? Who am I get to bring up God because of it? So definitely like center your life in God, and then the rest will flow. Me being black ain't got nothing to do with how close me and God are going to be, so that don't really matter. My success is really because of God, because He gave that to me. So it's like, okay, thank you, Lord. Yeah, just send everything in God and find stuff for His glory. How can I do that? Yep.
That's good. Well, y'all heard it from her first. I appreciate you
for
coming on this show.
I was so nervous, y'all. I was like, I don't know what I'm going
to
say.
We had low-key. Usually we do it on the first take. We had to restart because we started laughing so hard. But she did good, and I appreciate her just in general. And just, you know, she's an amazing person, and she's getting a lot of people just, you know, she's spreading the word without, you know, forcing on people. But, like, just, you know, saying how good God is, and that's something I feel like we should have. But with that being said, I'll see you guys next time, hopefully tomorrow. Thank y'all for listening. This is Mike on the Down Low with Bren, and we out.
Hey.